I'm Kathleen Holt, and I am at the Santa Fe Trail Museum of Gray County in Ingalls, Kansas. We are together here to do some recording of oral history about the service experience of a person I know as Slim grieving. Today's date is August 22nd, 2014. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Slim, if you will introduce yourself, give us your official name and birthplace and birth date, then we'll be ready to talk.
Adolphus Grieving. I was born in Nashville, Kansas.
And what date was that?
12th month, 20th day of 29. So old I can't remember.
Oh, well, I'm not that old, but I can't remember mine half the time. We're here to talk about your service experience. Where did you live when you went into the service?
St. Leo, Kansas.
And where is St. Leo? What county?
It's just between Nashville and Cunningham.
Oh, okay. Is Kingman County?
Kingman County.
Okay. And Nashville, I'm not familiar with that. Is
Nashville
it?
Is 7 miles south of St. Leo.
Oh, okay. All right. How big was it?
Just a little bitty town. Had 3 beer halls.
Oh, the claim to fame?
And it was a Catholic settlement.
Okay. Did your family farm? What did they do?
We were on the farm, yeah. We farmed and I was going to say something else. I forget what it was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we rode horses every place we went because kids back in them days didn't have cars. They couldn't afford them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, were people in your family in the military? Did anyone go to World
Just
War
my,
One?
A brother older than me. He was 2 years older than me. He went in there, and he was in Korea, and he died in 1957.
Oh. So, were you still in Nashville when you went into the service yourself?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so what happened with that? Did you get drafted?
I got drafted.
Uh-huh. Get it in the mail, or how'd that happen?
Yeah, I imagine you got it in the mail, the draft papers.
Uh-huh.
But I had to do all the farming because my dad's hands were like this.
Oh, my. Arthritis?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He always told us kids that the combine did that, that the wheel on it raised the platform and lower it. Mm-hmm. That's what he told us. But it was arthritis. That was what I learned later.
Hmm. And then, so you were farming with him.
Yeah.
Were you in school, too?
No,
So
I quit school when I was in seventh grade to do the farming.
Uh-huh. So that must have been a blow to your family to get drafted then. Who did the farming?
I did the farming. Oh, yeah, and after I left.
Yeah.
Oh, then my brother, older brother, oldest brother, he took over and farmed it. And give shares to my dad.
Ah. So, do you remember what your mother said when you were drafted?
Good and relatives.
She cheered?
No, I did it.
How many siblings did you have?
Brothers and sisters?
Uh-huh.
There's 9 of us all together.
Wow. But where were you? Were you oldest, youngest?
Really?
Okay. 13 altogether with the... Is that married twice?
Oh, okay.
At his first rock garden.
And so. Well, wait a minute. We better get
to it. Kids at that time, four
little kids. I don't remember all that stuff.
Okay. So when you went to, after you were drafted, where did you go to enlist, to sign up?
Went to Camp Carter, Missouri.
Okay.
And from Camp Carter, Missouri to Fort Belvoir, Virginia.
And so you did your basic at Fort Belvoir.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that like? Was that the first time you were really away from home?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Didn't bother me a bit.
Really? You just got on the train, or how'd you travel?
Oh, when I actually got through with the basic training, but I had to take a plane from Wichita to Denver, Colorado, and then from Denver, Colorado, they switched planes and took a four-motor plane on to Seattle, Washington, Pier 1.
Wow. And then where?
And then we went on a boat from there. There's 5,500 soldiers on that boat going over to Korea.
What was, did your basic training prepare you for what when you went to Korea then?
You'd crawl on your, and they'd shoot, she says, they're shooting live ammunition over us, and they said if you're raised up, you're a dead duck.
So they just taught you infantry fighting skills.
Yeah,
huh?
You're crawling in the mud underneath them, and it had wire, woven wire over the top of you.
Uh huh.
If you're raised up against that.
Wow. Did they lose people in training?
Once in a while, yeah.
Wow. Well, so you'd learned enough on the farm to keep your head down? Did you feel like, were you anxious to go to Korea by that time, or are you nervous about it?
No, it didn't bother me. I just had to go. I had to go and get it over with.
Mm-hmm. What, was that your first airplane trip?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's kind of scary when you first got on it. See, because I took that two-motor plane to Denver, and then from there you got on a four-motor plane.
Mm-hmm. What did a kid from Kansas think about that?
They what?
What did a kid from Kansas think about that?
I don't know.
Did it bother you to be on the ocean when you were on the boat?
Sure. No, uh-uh. I was seasick all the time from there.
But you didn't get air sick, though?
No, I didn't get air sick, but
yeah.
When went over on in the boat, I was seasick.
Uh-huh.
And I hid out in the potato room. They'd call for me, and I wouldn't answer because I said, I'm sick. I didn't hear what happened to me.
Oh. You were going to go in as a sack of potatoes,
yeah.
Huh? What did you eat?
Them potatoes?
Yeah.
Potatoes and crackers.
Yeah.
There's crackers back here for some reason.
Yeah. Huh. So how long was that trip?
21 days and 21 nights.
Wow. That was a long time to eat potatoes.
And then when I come back over from overseas, why, let's see, forgot his name. There was a sergeant, and he gave us the duties on that ship that was coming over, and it took about probably 10 days.
Wow, that was faster. Did you come straight back from Korea?
Yeah. But this sergeant I went in with, and him, and then I had a friend from back east, Eric Green. Yeah.
Did you make pretty good friends then?
Yeah.
When you were all in combat together?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you keep in touch with them after?
No.
Huh. Didn't do reunions?
Didn't have no
like
money
that.
To do anything like that.
Yeah. Huh. Well, tell me about Korea then. What was it like from the minute you got off the boat? What happened?
It stunk so bad. Just all the rice paddies. And you got the honey carts. And they dumped it into the... Bring in the rice paddies.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I remember.
Huh. The smell. What did it look like to you? When you got off the boat, what's the first thing you saw? Was it a city?
The houses were real little. The houses, the huts, straw, kind of a straw huts that they lived in. And then the raw sewage would run down the streets. And then after we got out there, and they took us over to, I don't know where they took us to, up the mountains. And then we were there ever since.
So were you in, was it like a compound of some kind? A military compound? Did they have barracks there?
We had tents.
Tents.
Lived in tents.
Uh-huh.
And then right on the bivouac, where then you dug foxholes and stayed in the foxholes.
So at first when you got there, did you have a training period or anything, or you just got started and they sent you out on...
When the combat engineers, we worked on roads and stuff, and built bridges. They guarded a Bailey Bridge one night, but I didn't go. And 2 days later, they blew it up. The chinks.
Yeah.
And you need a drink.
Hey,
you need
a drink.
I don't know.
There
I'm
you
just.
Go. I'm telling you, the talking is dries you out. So, what was a typical day like? What did you eat for breakfast? Did you have to cook that over a campfire? Or?
Eggs. No, but we had a mess hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all metal. Two before, and then metal her over it.
Mm-hmm.
No heat in there or anything. None in the tents, we have little, what do you call them? Okay. Little heaters. And they burn diesel fuel.
Oh.
And then they had a guy, when you'd be on fire guard, you had to go through every tent and check them. Because every once in a while, they'd catch on fire and burn your tent down.
Was it noisy? Like trying to sleep in a tent?
No.
Huh. Everybody got quiet at the same time?
I guess. I don't know.
Huh. So in your tent, what was in there? I take it a bed, but
just,
I mean,
Army cots and your clothes. And your blankets.
Was it cold?
Okay. Yeah.
Damp? What was the climate
cold
like?
And then water would run down the mountains. And we'd keep our beer in them to cool our beer.
Oh.
And then whiskey, you'd get 1 quart of whiskey a month. And if you get 2 cases of beer if you didn't take the whiskey.
Oh. And the Army issued that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but you had to pay for it. Oh. It was a dollar a bottle for the whiskey, and a dollar, I think it was a dollar a case for the beer.
Wow. Was that expensive then?
No, that's cheap.
Compared to your
pay? And cigarettes, what we got for 15 cents a page.
Oh, my gosh. Did everybody smoke?
Pretty well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you smoke before you went?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kept right on. So after you had your eggs, then what?
Well, the eggs, you tell you, I don't know where they shipped them over, but you could smell them from here to Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh.
Kansas City is where it started in. You always had scrambled eggs when I took my physical. And you could smell it probably for 10 miles when you first got into Kansas City.
Were they powdered eggs or
powdered
something?
Powdered eggs.
Oh, really?
And then when I was overseas, well, we had canned eggs, and it was powdered eggs, but they didn't stink.
Huh. Did they... So they just reconstituted them? Did you have anything else like bacon or sausage?
Had potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did you gain weight or lose weight?
I weighed 220 pounds when I went over, and I weighed 220 pounds when I came back.
Wow.
I didn't gain, I didn't lose.
You must have liked those eggs. So after you got done with breakfast, I take it you showered. How'd you wake up?
We had a creek down there to go run through, and you go down and bathe on that creek.
Oh, okay.
And then that creek is full of eels. We'd catch them eels and then clean them eels and mix it with the scrambled eggs. And how we got, we'd steal the powdered eggs out of the mess hall.
Oh. So you make your own?
Yeah.
Have you ever made them since?
They what?
Have you ever made eggs and eels since?
No. But the creek was over there was full of them eels.
Huh.
First I thought they were snakes.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of survival training before you went?
No.
You just got there and had to figure it out?
Yeah.
Huh. So, okay, so you get dressed, then you go to breakfast, then you go to your job,
yeah.
Or to where?
To your job and go out and work on roads and bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to had rock crushers and you had to stay out there and count trucks to load that they take out. And I didn't like that, but because you'd stand there all day long and
just
in that
boring.
Dust and dirt.
Yeah. So it was some kind of like a rock mine or something there where...
Yeah, they'd a lot of rock in the mountains, and they'd shove it into the bulldozer.
Oh, yeah.
It took his Billy Bridges banisters and made a house out of it, and then it'd shove that over and then into the dump trucks.
Wow. How did you learn to do that kind of work?
It's everything come to you natural.
Huh. I mean, you just from working on the farm where you had to figure out or?
Yeah.
Huh. And how did you get signed up for that unit? Did you have to take any kind of...
Nope.
Huh. But other than that job watch, counting the trucks, were there things about it you liked?
Not really.
Well, how'd you pass the time then?
Well, garden stuff all the time. You'd have to guard stuff at night, and you'd have to guard stuff in the daytime.
Was it Was it stressful? Were you under attack sometimes? Like if you were out working on a road or a bridge?
No, you'd see these missiles coming through the air. They looked like they're about that long, that big around. But they never did hit any of us. When they explode, why, they're full of shrapnel.
Did you know guys who got hit or injured that way?
Yeah, there's several guys.
So were the roads, what were the roads and bridges you were building for? What was their function?
Keep the trucks to hauling diesel fuel in, and gasoline, and food.
So the front line was how far away from you?
Probably from our tents, probably 2 miles.
Could you hear shelling then?
Oh, yeah, all night long.
Yeah. But no, no infantry troops were housed where you were? They were in other areas?
I don't know.
Huh.
Having a storm?
It is. That's amazing, isn't it? It didn't even look like that.
You got your windows closed on your car?
I do. Yeah.
Ours are open.
Uh-oh. Do we need to go close them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Didn't well, rain it out hard.
Tell me some things that happened. Anything scary? Anything humorous?
Yeah, when we first went over, we captured some guys, I think five. Captured five of them, chinks, and took them back to the MPs, and then they took them off. And that's the worst thing that I've ever, which was scary. Because we had to guard them. Now, I didn't know whether to shoot them.
They were actual soldiers?
Yeah, chinks were the soldiers.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you wear every day?
Fatigues.
Okay. Did you ever have to wear dress uniform for anything?
Yeah, you had for parades and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. When did they have parades?
Let's see. Oh, I guess that was when I took my basic training, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What happened at, like, holidays? Now, what year did you get to Korea?
Went and took my basic training, went over there in 50, October 51. Went over there in 52 then.
Okay. And then what year did you come back?
I was in 18 months.
Okay. So you were there right over the end of it.
Yeah.
End of the conflict. Were you there when they signed the...
I don't even know.
Huh. So the whole time you were there, you either worked on a road or a bridge or guarded things?
Yeah.
For that whole 18 months?
Well, not all. After I was there so long, I got to be a tool keeper. Kept all the tools and power saws and everything, kept them up in shape, and had it all in one tent. And then when somebody takes something, they had to sign it. So we wanted to bring it back.
Anybody ever tried to bribe you for something?
I don't remember.
If they did, yeah. So what did you do for fun and recreation? Did you ever have any time off?
Drink beer and whiskey.
Okay. In your tents? Or
yeah.
Were there party tents?
I play cards, poker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mostly poker? Uh-huh. Did you ever go into a town? Was there a town to go into?
No.
So you were kind of up on the mountains
in the mountains all the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where Seoul would be the closest that I knew of.
About how far do you think you were from Seoul?
I have no idea.
What happened around holidays? Did they acknowledge holidays at all, like Christmas or Thanksgiving?
No.
Just another day?
Just another day.
Did you ever get mail from home?
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't even remember.
Did your family ever send you a care package? Do you remember?
Probably. Sure, cookies and stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh. How long did you communicate at all with your folks when you were there? What was that like?
Just about letters is all.
Uh-huh. But you could get letters?
Yeah.
Who wrote to you and how often? What was that about?
My wife.
Ah, your girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
How often did your girlfriend write you?
Every day.
Oh, all right. So you got a lot of mail from
them. Didn't you?
Were you homesick?
No.
No?
No.
Wow. What was the hardest part about it? Tell me about that.
I don't know.
You don't?
Don't remember.
Huh. What do you remember about it?
I don't remember.
Not much, huh? Did anything ever funny, really funny, ever happen?
Not that I know of.
Nobody got fallen in the latrine or...
I didn't think so.
They might not see that as funny, would they?
Did
They what?
Did you go to Japan?
Yeah, we was in Japan for R&R.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I think it was 5 days and five nights. 5 days and five nights R&R. Rural rest is what they called it.
Uh-huh. And what'd you do in Japan?
Just rode around the ricochets and all over town in Seoul. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's Seoul or it's another name.
Seoul's in Korea.
They what?
Seoul is in Korea.
Yeah, I know Seoul is... Kokura.
Uh-huh.
And that was a town.
Did you eat any of the food then?
I didn't. In the breakfast, I'd eat eggs. We'd eat eggs and, I guess they call it restaurants, I don't know.
Yeah.
But soup, they'd have minnows with the heads on them yet. Uh-huh. That's the kind of soup they ate.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't eat it.
So it was pretty much military fare the whole time you were there?
Say what?
Yeah, it was pretty much for that 18 months you just ate military food?
Yeah.
Huh.
A lot of rice.
That was going to be my next question. Do you like rice?
No.
That was your lifetime fill of rice? Uh-huh.
And he did lose a buddy over there that actually went in at the same time he did.
Oh.
He was a buddy before he went in.
Did you have friends that went in? Tell me about friends that went with you.
Well... had one friend, he went in and he got stepped on a mine and killed him.
Mm.
And then I had another one that he went to Alaska and I don't know what, he got killed anyhow and his folks got $10,000 every time somebody get killed while they got their parents got $10,000. And that was the only two that got killed that I know of, my friends. But I had pictures of where the chinks, where they didn't bury them, they just dug them with a bulldozer and shoved the dirt over the top of them. And I had pictures of that. And when we come back to the States, they would go through your bags and stuff. And anything like that, they took it. And then when I got out, I tried to steal it. A carbine. I took it all apart and put it in my duffel bag, and there you got it.
So you couldn't bring anything
back?
You
couldn't bring anything back.
Huh. Did anybody send things home?
Everybody?
Was anybody able to send any kind of souvenir?
Well, some people
things?
Did. I had a brother-in-law that got a He got a couple of M1 rifles, but I never could steal, you know.
Have you ever been back since you got home?
Back where?
To Japan or Korea?
No. Uh-uh.
No desire to?
No.
Yeah.
It's raining.
I hear that. I'm very happy.
I better go out and pull out your car to
wait. Yeah. Can we go out and do it? Is it unlocked?
Yeah, it's unlocked, but
okay,
it's all electric. You can't.
Oh, we've got to have the keys. Okay. What were their names?
Adela May, Aquina, Orberley, Rinaldus, Beatrice, Larry. Valerian, and Luella, and Geraldine, and Norbert, and Alvina. And then a half-sister would be Eunice, and two half-brothers would be Wilfert and Victor.
Wow. How big was your house?
It's a big house. Two-story.
Did you put all the girls in one and all the boys on the other?
Had one bedroom for the girls and one bedroom for the boys. Well, we slept upstairs. Mm-hmm. And no heat, just blankets and feather beds.
Mm-hmm. Just about like Korea in a tent, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the weather like in Korea? Was it always cold or always rainy?
It rained for 33 days and 33 nights. And we'd be out there and pour our ponchos on and scooping mud into the potholes.
Wow.
And putting chat and rock in them.
Wow.
And I thought I'd freeze to death before.
Because you set up in the mountains. Was it high? I mean, did it ever snow?
No, the roads are built down around in mountains. Or just like that and all around.
Wow. But I don't know what elevation it was. Was it ever snowy or not?
Oh, yeah, it snowed. Beat the dickens.
Yeah.
Because where our tent was, and the back floor of our tent, and we had the latrine was back there, and we couldn't get to it. Snow drift. I don't know how it drifted up in the mountains like that, but you couldn't get to the latrine. And we had to dig it out in the next morning.
Ah. So your latrine was just like a ditch?
A ditch, and just dug it out, and it had shell over the top.
Uh-huh. Wow. How far away from your camp was it?
About 10 feet.
Wow. Huh. Up where you were, did you have the odor from the open sewers like you had down below?
All the time. They had that odor all the time. Huh. You just had to get used to it.
Uh-huh. Tell them about your drinking water.
And the drinking water they did out of the creek and then put them tablets in it. Oh. And it was like drinking mud water.
Oh, my goodness. So you didn't drink a lot. You drank beer. That's fine. Did you have coffee?
Had coffee, yeah.
In the morning and all day?
Had coffee. And I don't know. I don't think we had any tea. I know we had coffee.
Did you just do, like at lunch, did you just do K rations?
Yeah, okay. K rations and sometimes C rations. Uh-huh.
And then what about nighttime, dinner?
You'd go down to mess hall and eat.
Sometimes at night they'd sneak over to the mess hall and help themselves so that they could find.
You'd go to the mess hall and then they would had a trapeze. You'd get in a line and you had to go over that trapeze all the way. If you didn't make it, you had to go back to the end of the line again.
Really?
And that was every day.
Oh my gosh. Why was that? To keep people from stealing food?
No.
Keep them in shape?
Keep in physical shape.
Maybe I better try that. Okay, so were you dating Sally when you went over there?
Yeah.
You were engaged?
Were we engaged?
Without a ring, yes.
Oh. Okay.
When you left,
was she happy when you went?
Yeah, probably get rid of me.
So you went over there, then did you meet anybody else while you were over there? Did you ever go on a date or anything
over there? Wasn't nobody to date.
Uh-huh.
What?
Ask me questions.
Yeah, so did any other girls write you from the U.S.?
No.
No? You were true and loyal to Sally?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what about the letter?
What letter?
The letter you got a while back that wouldn't know if you were still engaged to Sally.
You don't remember that about a year ago when this letter came for you and this woman wanted to know if you and me ever got married, and if not, she wanted you to contact her. You don't remember that letter? Oh my gosh.
Oh well, good. There are some things better forgotten, huh? We're kind of teasing you. But tell me about this. What was it like to be in a place that was so far from the life that you knew, like your farm? Did you miss farming? Did you think about it when it was time to plant?
No, you had your friends, your squad, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was in the first squad, and I lost my voice. I was the first squad, first platoon. But you just made friends, you know, with everybody there.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about getting back to the U.S. When you got off the ship back home, how did that feel? What'd you feel like? What'd you think?
I don't remember.
Huh. You don't have a memory of what that felt like to get home? How about when you got home? How were you greeted when you got home?
Same as ever.
They just said, hey, move over, give him a place at the table.
Yep.
What'd you do after that? Did you come back to the farm? Did you go?
Yeah. Let's see. Got back. Well, we got married shortly after that when I got back, right?
Okay.
He was over there for 13 months in Korea. And then after he got back, I think he was discharged within a month.
Ah.
And then we, after we got married, we were We worked at tenant farmers for all for different places.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd tar you, and then when winter came, then we don't need you anymore. Then you had to find another job.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get out this way?
Friends. No, see.
It was another kind of farmer job, and we went to work for Rudy Long.
Yeah, we just came out here with and got a job with Rudy Lowen. Didn't know nobody out here. Then they had another man and his wife, tenant farmers, and we turned out to be all good friends and still are. And that was Don and Helen Wilkerson.
Oh, yeah.
No, I shouldn't have went out there scared the rain away.
Oh, shoot. Slim, when you think about that experience in light of your whole life, what do you think when you think back on that? Was that overall a good experience? Tell me about a little bit about that. How would you describe it to your grandkids?
I don't know.
Have you talked about it a lot in your life? Told stories?
Not really. Not really.
With Debbie, he did.
Yeah.
He still tells her stories about it.
I don't remember.
In general, do you think of it as a good experience? As one you just soon not revisit? What?
No. It's a good experience. Because I could have went over there and got killed just like my friends.
If you had to sum it up, what would you say? What would you want people to know about your experience?
Nothing.
Just nothing.
Nothing. Just went over and got it over with.
Yeah.
Something you had to do.
Yeah.
And no way of getting out of it.
He used to have nightmares for a long time, but he hasn't had any for a long time now. So.
Well, that's good. Got through with it, huh? Well, we really appreciate your telling us.
Now, which cell are you going to put me in?
Oh, the padded one. No, I think that's very interesting. I'm surprised when you came back that you didn't want to build roads or something. You just had enough of it, huh?
No, I built roads when I worked with Candy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part. So you did kind of use what you learned, didn't you? See, you did bring something back from that. Some woman you didn't remember that wrote you a letter, and you build road building talent and skills.
I don't know who that woman was. Who?
I wouldn't have any idea. I tore up that letter. I showed it to Debbie first.
You've got a history, Slim.
They locked me up.
And also, somewhere on the ship, either going or coming, he had taken my class ring with him, and it disappeared, and he told me it fell over the edge.
Oh.
The shark ate it.
Yeah.
And I think he lost it in a poker game.
Oh.
I never have been able to get
into it. No, it went over the ship and went in the ocean. I didn't lose it in a poker game.
I think it's time for us to leave. Anything else you want to tell us?
No.
Okay. We need to take your picture.
Yes.